Book of John. Chapter 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with Elohim, and the Word was Elohim. He was in the beginning with Elohim. Everything existed through his hands, and without him, not even one thing existed of the things which have existed. In him was life, and the life was the light of men, and the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness did not overtake it. There was a man sent from Elohim, his name was John. He came for a witness, that he might witness concerning the light, that all might believe through him. He was not that light, but that he might witness concerning the light. He was the true light, he enlightens every man coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came into being through his hand, yet the world did not know him. He came to his own, and his own did not receive him. But as many as received him, to them he gave authority to become sons of Elohim, to the ones believing into his name. Those who neither by blood nor by the will of the flesh nor by the will of a man, rather were begotten by Elohim. And the Word became flesh and tabernacled among us. And we beheld his glory, glory as of an only begotten one from the Father, full of grace and of truth. John witnessed concerning him, and has cried out, saying, This one was he of whom I said, He coming after me has been before me, for he was preceding me. And out of his fullness we all received, and grace on top of grace. For the Torah was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yahshua Messiah. No one has seen Yahweh at any time, the only begotten Son, who is in the bosom of the Father, that one declares him. And this is the witness of John, when the Jews sent priests and Levites that they might ask him, Who are you? And he confessed and did not deny, yea, he acknowledged, I am not the Messiah. And they asked him, What then? Are you Elijah? And he said, I am not. Are you the prophet? And he answered, No. Then they said to him, Who are you, that we may give an answer to those sending us? What do you say about yourself? He said, I am a voice crying in the wilderness, Make straight the way of Yahweh, as Isaiah the prophet said. And those who had been sent were of the Pharisees. And they asked him and said to him, Why then do you baptize, if you are not the Messiah, nor Elijah, nor the prophet? John answered them, saying, I baptize in water, but one stands in your midst whom you do not know, this one, it is who has come after me, who has existed before me, of whom I am not worthy that I should loosen the strap of his sandal. These things took place in Bethabara at the crossing of the Jordan, where John was baptizing. On the morrow, John saw Yahshua coming toward him and said, Behold, the Lamb of Elohim, who takes away the sin of the world. This is he whom I spoke concerning that, after me will come a man, yet he was before me because he is earlier than me. And I did not know him except that he be made known first to Israel. Because of this, I have come that I might baptize with water. And John witnessed, saying, I have seen the Spirit coming down as a dove out of heaven, and he rested on him. And I did not know him, but the one sending me to baptize in water, that one said to me, On whomever you see the Spirit coming down and abiding on him, this is the one baptizing in the Holy Spirit. And I have seen and have witnessed that this one is the Son of Yahweh. Again on another day, John and two from his disciples stood. And looking at Yahshua walking, he said, Behold, the Lamb of Yahweh. And the two disciples heard him speaking, and they followed Yahshua. But having seen them following, Yahshua said to them, What do you seek? And they said to him, Rabbi, which being translated is called teacher, where do you live? He said to them, Come and see. They went and saw where he stayed, and they remained with him that day. And the hour was about the tenth. Andrew the brother of Simon Peter was one of the two who heard from John and was following him. This one first found his own brother Simon and tells him, We have found the Messiah. And he led him to Yahshua. And looking at him, Yahshua said, You are Simon the son of Jonah, you shall be called Kepha, which translated is rock. And on the morrow, Yahshua desired to go out into Galilee. And he found Philip, and says to him, Follow me. And Philip was from Bethsaida, of the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip finds Nathanael and said to him, We have found the one of whom Moses wrote in the Torah and the prophets, Yahshua the son of Joseph, from Nazareth. And Nathanael said to him, Can any good thing be out of Nazareth? Philip said to him, "Come and see." Yahshua saw Nathanael coming toward him and said concerning him, "Behold, truly an Israelite in whom is no guile." Nathanael said to him, "From where do you know me?" Yahshua answered and said to him, "Before Philip called, you being under the fig tree, I saw you." Nathanael answered and said to him, "Rabbi, you are the Son of Yahweh, you are the King of Israel." Yahshua answered and said to him, "Because I said to you I saw you under the fig tree, do you believe? You will see greater things than these." And he says to him, "Truly, truly, I say to you, from now on you will see heaven opened, and the cherubs of Elohim ascending and descending on the Son of Man." Chapter 2. And on the third day a marriage took place in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Yahshua was there. And Yahshua and his disciples also were invited to the marriage. And being short of wine, the mother of Yahshua said to him, "They have no wine." Yahshua said to her, "What do you want from me to you, woman? My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Whatever he says to you, do." And there were 6 stone water pots standing, according to the purification of the Jews, each containing 2 or 3 measures. Yahshua said to them, "Fill the water pots with water." And they filled them to the top. And he said to them, "Now draw out and take it to the master of the feast." And they took it. But when the master of the feast tasted the water that had become wine, and did not know from where it was, but the servants drawing the water knew, the master of the feast called the bridegroom, and he said to him, "Every man first sets on the good wine, and when they have drunk freely, then the inferior one. You have kept the good wine until now." This beginning of the miraculous signs Yahshua did in Cana of Galilee. And it revealed his glory, and his disciples believed into him. After this he went down to Capernaum, he and his mother and his brothers and his disciples. And he remained there a few days. And the Passover of the Jews was near. And Yahshua went up to Jerusalem. And he found those selling oxen and sheep and doves in the sanctuary, and the money changers sitting. And making a whip out of ropes, he threw all out of the sanctuary, both the sheep, and the oxen, and the money changers, pouring out the money and overturning the tables. And to the one selling the doves, he said, "Take these things from here. Do not make my father's house a house of merchandise." And his disciples remembered that it was written, "The zeal of your house has consumed me." Then the Jews answered and said to him, "What sign do you show to us, since you do these things?" Yahshua said to them, "Tear down this sanctuary, and in 3 days I will raise it up." Then the Jews said, "This sanctuary was 46 years being built, and do you raise it up in 3 days?" But he spoke about the sanctuary of his body. Then when he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled that he said this to them. And they believed the scripture, even the word that Yahshua spoke. And as he was in Jerusalem, at the Passover, at the feast, many believed into his name, seeing the miracles which he did. But Yahshua did not entrust himself to them, because he understood every man. And he did not rely on men to testify to him concerning anyone, for he knew what was in man. Chapter 3. But there was a man from the Pharisees, Nicodemus his name, a ruler of the Jews. This one came to Yahshua by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you have come as a teacher from Elohim. For no one is able to do these miraculous signs which you do, except Elohim be with him." Yahshua answered and said to him, "Truly, truly I say to you, that if a man is not born again, he is not able to see the kingdom of Yahweh." Nicodemus said to him, "How is it possible to enter the womb of his mother the second time and be born?" Yahshua answered, "Truly, truly I say to you, that if a man is not born from water and spirit, he is not able to enter into the kingdom of Yahweh. The thing, which is born from flesh, is flesh, and the thing, which is born from spirit, is spirit. Do not wonder because I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind will blow where it desires, and you hear its voice. But you do not know from where it comes or to where it goes. Likewise is everyone who is born from spirit." Nicodemus answered and said to him, "How are these things able to occur?" Yahshua answered and said to him, "You are the teacher of Israel, and you do not know these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, that which we know, we speak, and that which we have seen, we testify. and you do not receive our testimony. If I tell you earthly things, and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has gone up into heaven, except he having come down out of heaven, the Son of Man is he who is in heaven. And even as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that everyone believing into him should not be destroyed, but have everlasting life. For Yahweh so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone believing into him should not perish, but have everlasting life. For Yahweh did not send his Son into the world that he might condemn the world, but that the world might have life through him. The one believing into him is not condemned, but the one not believing has already been condemned, for he has not believed into the name of the only begotten Son of Yahweh. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men loved the darkness more than the light, for their works were evil. For everyone practicing wickedness hates the light, and does not come to the light, that his works may not be exposed. But the one doing the truth comes to the light, that his works may be revealed, that they exist, having been worked in Elohim. After these things Yahshua and his disciples came into the land of Judea. And he continued there with them and baptized. And John was also baptizing in Einion, near Salim, for many waters were there. And they came and were being baptized. For John had not yet been thrown into the prison. Then a question from John's disciples arose with the Jews about purification. And they came to John and said to him, Teacher, the one who was with you beyond the Jordan, to whom you have witnessed, behold, this one baptizes, and all are coming to him. John answered and said, A man is able to receive nothing unless it has been given to him from heaven. You yourselves witness to me that I said, I am not the Messiah, but that having been sent, I am going before that one. The one having the bride is the bridegroom. But the friend of the bridegroom, standing and hearing him, rejoices with joy because of the bridegroom's voice. Then by this my joy has been fulfilled. It is necessary for him to increase, and for me to decrease. For he who has come from above is higher than all, and he who is from the earth, is from the earth he speaks. He who has come from heaven is higher than all. And what he has seen and heard, this he testifies, and no one receives his testimony. The one receiving his testimony has verified that Yahweh is true. For the one whom Elohim sent speaks the words of Elohim, for Elohim does not give the Spirit by measure. The Father loves the Son and has given all things into his hand. He who believes in the Son has life that is eternal, and he who does not obey the Son will not see life, rather the wrath of Yahweh will rise up against him. Chapter 4. Now the Pharisees had heard that Yahshua made many disciples and was baptizing more than John, though truly Yahshua himself did not baptize, but his disciples, he left Judea and went away into Galilee again. And it was needful for him to pass through Samaria. And he came to a Samaritan city called Sychar, near the piece of land Jacob gave to his son Joseph. And there was there a spring of water that had belonged to Jacob, and Yahshua was tired from the fatigue of the journey. And he sat on the well, and it was the sixth hour. A woman came out of Samaria to draw water. Yahshua said to her, Give me some to drink. For his disciples had gone away into the city that they might buy provisions. Then the Samaritan woman said to him, How do you, being a Jew, ask to drink from me, I being a Samaritan woman? For Jews do not have social dealings with Samaritans. Yahshua answered and said to her, If you knew the gift of Yahweh, and who is the one saying to you, Give me to drink, you would have asked him, and he would give you living water. The woman said to him, Sir, you have no bucket, and the well is deep. From where then do you have living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob who gave us the well, and he and his sons and his sheep drank out of it? Yahshua answered and said to her, Everyone drinking of this water will thirst again, but everyone who drinks from the waters that I give to him will not thirst forever. But those waters that I give to him will become in him a spring of water that will spring up into life that is eternal. The woman said to him, Sir, give me this water, that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. Yahshua said to her, Go, call your husband and come here. And the woman answered and said, I have no husband. Yahshua said to her, Well did you say, I have no husband. For you have had five husbands. And the one that you have now is not your husband. This you have spoken is true. The woman said to him, "My master, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers have bowed down and worshipped in this mountain, and you say that in Jerusalem is the place where it is necessary to worship." Yahshua said to her, "Woman, believe me that an hour is coming when you will worship the Father neither in this mountain nor in Jerusalem. You worship what you do not know, we worship what we know, for life is of the Jews. But an hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshippers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father also seeks such, the ones worshipping him. Elohim is spirit, and the ones worshipping him must worship in spirit and truth." The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, when that one comes, he will teach us all things." Yahshua said to her, "I am the one speaking to you." And on this, his disciples came and marveled that he was speaking with a woman. However, no one said, "What do you want?" Or, "Why do you speak with her?" Then the woman left her water pot and went away into the city and said to the men, "Come, see a man who told me all things, whatever I did. Is this one not the Messiah?" Therefore, they went out of the city and came to him. But in the meantime the disciples asked him, saying, "Rabbi, eat." But he said to them, "I have food to eat which you do not know." Then the disciples said to one another, "No one brought him food to eat?" Yahshua said to them, "My food is that I should do the will of him who sent me, and that I may finish his work. Do you not say that after 4 months comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and see the fields that are white and have ripened for the harvest already. And he that reaps receives a wage and gathers fruit unto life that is eternal. And the sower and the reaper together will rejoice. For in this the word is true, that another is the one sowing, and another the one reaping. I sent you to reap what you have not labored over. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labor." And many of the Samaritans out of that city believed into him, because of the word of the woman testifying, "He told me all things, whatever I did." Then, as the Samaritans came to him, they asked him to remain with them. And he remained there 2 days. And many more believed through his word. And they said to the woman, "We no longer believe because of your saying, for we ourselves have heard, and we know that this one is truly the Messiah, the life-giver of the world." But after the 2 days, he went out from there, and went away into Galilee. For Yahshua himself testified that a prophet has no honor in his own fatherland. Therefore, when he came into Galilee, the Galileans received him, seeing all things which he did in Jerusalem at the feast. For they also went to the feast. Then Yahshua came again to Cana of Galilee where he made the water wine. And there was a servant of a certain king, whose son was sick in Capernaum. Hearing that Yahshua was coming from Judea into Galilee, this one went out to him and asked him that he would come and heal his son, for he was about to die. Then Yahshua said to him, "If you do not see miracles and wonders, you will not believe." That servant of the king said to him, "My master, come down before the boy dies." Yahshua said to him, "Go. Your son lives." And the man believed the word which Yahshua said to him, and went away. And while he was going down, his servants met up with him and brought him hope, and said to him, "Your son lives." He then asked from them the hour in which he had gotten better. And they said to him, "Yesterday, at the 7th hour, the fever left him." Then the father knew that it was at that hour in which Yahshua said to him, "Your son lives." And he himself, and his whole house, believed. Again, this second miracle Yahshua did, coming from Judea into Galilee. Chapter 5. After these things, there was a feast of the Jews, and Yahshua went up to Jerusalem. Now there was a certain place of immersion there in Jerusalem, which is called Bethesda, and there were 5 porches in it. In these was a great multitude of the infirm lying, blind ones, lame ones, crippled ones, awaiting the stirring of the water. For from time to time a cherub would descend to it, to the place of immersion, and would stir them the waters, and whoever would first descend after the movement of the waters would be made whole of every pain, which he had. But a certain man was there, being in infirmity 38 years. Seeing him lying, and knowing that he had already spent much time, Yahshua said to him, "Do you desire to become whole?" The sick one answered him, "Master, I do not have a man, that when the water is agitated he may throw me into the pool, but while I am coming, another goes down before me. Yahshua said to him, Rise up, take up your cot and walk. And instantly the man became well, and took up his cot and walked. And it was the Sabbath that day. Then the Jews said to the one having been healed, It is the Sabbath. It is not lawful for you to lift up the cot. He answered them, The one making me well, that one said to me, Lift up your cot and walk. Then they asked him, Who is the man who told you, Lift up your cot and walk? But he did not know the one who cured him, for a crowd being in that place, Yahshua had withdrawn. After these things, Yahshua found him in the sanctuary and said to him, Behold, you are whole again. Do not sin no more, lest something that is worse than before should happen to you. The man went away and told the Jews that Yahshua is the one making him whole. And because of this, the Jews persecuted Yahshua and lusted to kill him, because he did these things on the Sabbath. But Yahshua answered them, My Father works until now, and I work. Because of this, therefore, the Jews lusted the more to kill him, for not only did he break the Sabbath, but also called Yahweh his own Father, making himself equal to Elohim. Then Yahshua answered and said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you that the Son is not able to do anything by his desire, but what he sees that the Father does. For these things that the Father does, the Son also likewise does. For the Father loves the Son and shows to him all things which he does. And he will show him greater works than these in order that you may marvel. For even as the Father raises the dead, and gives life, so also the Son gives life to whomever he wills. For the Father judges no one, but has given all judgment to the Son, so that all may honor the Son, even as they honor the Father. The one not honoring the Son does not honor the Father who has sent him. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who hears my word, and believes the one who has sent me, has everlasting life, and does not come into judgment, but has removed himself out of death into life. Truly, truly, I say to you that an hour is coming, and now is, when the dead will hear the voice of the Son of Yahweh, and the ones hearing will live. For even as the Father has life in himself, so he gave also to the Son to have life in himself. And he also gave authority to him to execute judgment, for he is the Son of Man. Do not marvel at this, for an hour is coming in which all those in the tombs will hear his voice. And they will come out, the ones having done good into a resurrection of life, and the ones having practiced evil into a resurrection of judgment. I am not able to do anything of my desire, but as I hear I judge and my judgment is just, for I don't seek my will, rather the will of he who sent me. If I witness concerning myself, my witness is not true, it is another that witnesses concerning me, and I know that the witness which he witnesses concerning me is true. You have sent to John, and he has testified to the truth. But I do not receive witness from man, but I say these things that you may be saved. That one was the burning and shining lamp, and you were willing to delight in his light for an hour. But I have the greater witness than John's, for the works which the Father has given me, that I should finish them, the works which I do, themselves, witness concerning me, that the Father has sent me. And the Father, the one sending me, has himself borne witness concerning me. You have neither heard his voice at any time, nor have you seen his appearance. And his word does not dwell in you because you do not believe in him whom he sent. You search the scriptures, for you think in them you have everlasting life. And they are the ones witnessing concerning me. And you are not willing to come to me that you may have life. I do not receive glory from men, but I have known you, that you do not have the love of Yahweh in yourselves. I have come in the name of my Father, and you do not receive me. If another comes in his own name, you will receive that one. How are you able to believe, you who receive glory from one another, and the glory which is from the only Elohim you do not seek? Do not think that I will accuse you to the Father. There is one accusing you, Moses, in whom you have hoped. For if you were believing Moses, you would then believe me, for that one wrote concerning me. But if you do not believe his writings, how will you believe my words? Chapter 6. After these things, Yahshua went away over the Sea of Galilee, of Tiberias. And a great crowd followed him, for they saw his miracles which he did on the sick ones. And Yahshua went up into the mountain and sat there with his disciples. And the Passover was near, the feast of the Jews. Then Yahshua, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a great crowd is coming to him, he said to Philip, "From where may we buy bread that these may eat?" But he said this to test him, for he knew what he was about to do. Philip answered him, "Bread for 200 denarii are not enough for them, that each of them may receive a little." One of his disciples said to him, "Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, a little boy is here who has 5 loaves of barley and 2 fish, but what are these for so many?" And Yahshua said, "Make the men to recline." And much grass was in the place. Then the men reclined, the number was about 5,000. And Yahshua took the loaves, and giving thanks, distributed to the disciples, and the disciples to those reclining. And in the same way the fish, as much as they desired. And when they were filled, he said to his disciples, "Gather up the fragments left over, that not anything be lost." Then they gathered and filled 12 handbaskets with fragments of the 5 barley loaves which were left over to those who had eaten. Then seeing what miraculous sign Yahshua did, the men said, "This is truly the prophet, the one coming into the world." Then knowing that they were about to come and seize him, that they might make him king, Yahshua withdrew again to the mountain alone by himself. And when it became evening, his disciples went down on the sea. And entering into the boat, they were going across the sea to Capernaum. And darkness had already occurred, and Yahshua had not come to them. And the sea was aroused by a great wind blowing. Then having rowed about 25 or 30 furlongs, they saw Yahshua walking on the sea. And he having come near the boat, they were afraid. But he said to them, "I am. Do not fear." Then they desired to take him into the boat. And the boat was instantly at the land to which they were going. On the morrow, the crowd standing on the other side of the sea had seen that no other little boat was there except one, that one into which his disciples entered, and that Yahshua did not go with his disciples into the small boat, but that the disciples went away alone. But other small boats came from Tiberias near the place where they ate the loaves, the master having given thanks. Therefore, when the crowd saw that Yahshua was not there nor his disciples, they themselves also entered into the boats and came to Capernaum seeking Yahshua. And finding him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you come here?" Yahshua answered them and said, "Truly, truly, I say to you, you seek me not because you saw miraculous signs, but because you ate of the loaves and were satisfied. Do not labor for the food which perishes, but for the food which endures to everlasting life, which the Son of Man will give to you, for Yahweh the Father sealed this one." Then they said to him, "What may we do that we may work the works of Elohim?" Yahshua answered and said to them, "This is the work of Elohim, that you believe into him whom that one sent." Then they said to him, "Then what miraculous sign do you do that we may see and may believe you? What do you work?" "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat." Then Yahshua said to them, "Truly, truly, I say to you, Moses has not given you the bread out of heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread out of heaven. For his bread, that of Elohim, is he who has come down from heaven and gives life to the world." Then they said to him, "Master, always give us this bread." Yahshua said to them, "I am the bread of life. The one coming to me will not at all hunger, and the one believing into me will not thirst, never. But I said to you that you also have seen me and did not believe. All that the Father gives to me shall come to me, and the one coming to me I will in no way cast out. For I have come down out of heaven, not that I should do my will, but the will of him who sent me. And this is the will of the Father sending me, that of all that he has given me, I shall not lose any from it, but shall raise him up in the last day. And this is the will of the one sending me, that everyone seeing the Son and believing into him should have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." Then the Jews murmured about him, because he said, "I am the bread coming down out of heaven." And they said, "Is this not Yahshua the son of Joseph, of whom we know the father and the mother? How does this one now say, 'I have come down out of heaven'?" Then Yahshua answered and said to them, "Do not murmur with one another. No one is able to come to me unless the Father who sent me draws him, and I will raise him up in the last day. For it is written in the prophets that all of them will be taught of Elohim. Everyone who hears therefore and learns from the Father comes to me. It is not that man can see the Father, rather he who is from Elohim is he who sees the Father. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one believing into me has everlasting life. I am the bread of life. Your fathers ate the manna in the wilderness and died. This is the bread coming down out of heaven that anyone may eat of it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. If anyone eats of this bread, he will live forever. And indeed the bread which I will give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. Then the Jews argued with one another, saying, How can this one give us his flesh to eat? Then Yahshua said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, except you eat the flesh of the Son of Man, and drink his blood, you do not have life in yourselves. The one partaking of my flesh and drinking of my blood has everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day. For my body is truly food, and my blood is truly drink. He who eats my body and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. Even as the living Father sent me, and I live through the Father, also the one partaking me, even that one will live through me. This is the bread which came down out of heaven, not as your fathers ate the manna and died, the one partaking of this bread will live forever. He said these things teaching in a synagogue in Capernaum. Then many of his disciples having heard, they said, This word is hard, who is able to hear it? But knowing in himself that his disciples were murmuring about this, Yahshua said to them, Does this offend you? What if you see the Son of Man ascending to the place where he was before? It is the Spirit that gives life. The flesh does not profit, nothing. The words which I speak to you are Spirit and are life. But there are some of you who are not believing. For Yahshua knew from the beginning who they were, the ones not believing, and who was the one betraying him. And he said, Because of this, I have told you that no one is able to come to me except it is given to him from my Father. Because of this saying, many of his disciples turned their backs and did not walk with him. Therefore, Yahshua said to the 12, Do you also wish to go? Then Simon Peter answered him, Master, to whom shall we go? You have the words of everlasting life. And we have believed and have known that you are the Messiah, the Son of the living Elohim. Yahshua answered them, Did I not choose you, the 12? Yet one of you is a devil. But he spoke of Judas Iscariot, Simon's son, for this one was about to betray him, being one of the 12. Chapter 7. And after these things Yahshua was walking in Galilee, for he did not desire to walk in Judea, because the Jews were lusting to kill him. And the feast of Sukkot in Judea was near. Then his brothers said to him, Move away from here and go to Judea, that your disciples will also see your works which you do, for no one does anything in secret and himself seeks to be in public. If you do these things, reveal yourself to the world. For his brothers did not believe into him. Then Yahshua said to them, My time is not yet here, but your time is always ready. The world cannot hate you, but it hates me because I witness about it, that its works are evil. You go up to this feast. I will not go up to this feast now because my time is not yet finished. And saying these things to them, he remained in Galilee. But when his brothers went up, then he also went up to the feast, not openly, but as in secret. Then the Jews sought him in the feast, and said, Where is that one? And much murmuring about him was in the crowds. Some said, He is a good one, but others said, No, but he deceives the crowd. However, no one publicly spoke about him, because of the fear of the Jews. But the feast now being half over, Yahshua went up to the sanctuary and taught. And the Jews were marveling and saying, How does this man know the scrolls, since he has not learned them? Yahshua answered them and said, My doctrine is not mine, but of the one who sent me. He who desires to do his will, can comprehend my teaching, if it is from Elohim, or if from my own will I speak. He who speaks from his own mind seeks glory for himself, but he who seeks the glory of he who sent him is true and there is no iniquity in his heart. Has not Moses given you the Torah, and not a man among you kept the Torah? Why do you lust to kill me? The crowd answered and said, You have a demon. Who seeks to kill you? Yahshua answered and said to them, I did one work, and you all marvel. Because of this Moses gave circumcision to you. It was not because it was from him, Moses, but from the patriarchs, yet you circumcise a man on the day of the Sabbath. If a man is circumcised on the day of the Sabbath so that the Torah of Moses should not be loosed, Why do you murmur against me because the man who was created whole, I have made whole on this day of the Sabbath? Do not be judging by hypocrisy, rather judge with a just judgment. Then some of the Jerusalemites said, Is it not this one the one whom they are seeking to kill? And, behold, he speaks publicly, and they say nothing to him. Do our elders know that this is indeed the Messiah? But we know this one, from where he is. But when the Messiah comes, no one knows from where he is. Then teaching, Yahshua cried out in the sanctuary, even saying, You both know me, and you know from where I am. And I have not come from myself, but he is true, the one having sent me, whom you do not know. But I know him because I am from his presence and he sent me. Then they sought to seize him, yet no one laid a hand on him, because his hour had not yet come. But many of the crowd believed into him, and said, The Messiah, when he comes will he do more miracles than these which this one did? The Pharisees heard the crowd murmuring these things about him, and the Pharisees and the chief priests sent officers, that they might seize him. Then Yahshua said to them, Yet a little while I am with you, and I go to him who sent me. You will seek me, and will not find me, and where I am, you are not able to come. Then the Jews said amongst themselves, Where is this one about to go that we will not find him? Why, indeed, is he about to go to the countries of the Gentiles and teach the pagans? What is this teaching which he said, You will seek me and will not find me, and, where I am, you are not able to come? Now on the high day, which is the last of the feast, Yahshua was standing and he cried out and said, If a man thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Anyone who believes in me, as the scriptures have said, rivers of living water will flow from his belly. But he said this concerning the Spirit, whom the ones believing into him were about to receive, for the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Yahshua was not yet glorified. Then hearing the word, many of the crowd said, This is truly the prophet. Others said, This is the Messiah. But others said, No. For does the Messiah come out of Galilee? Has not the scripture said that the Messiah comes from the seed of David, and from Bethlehem, the village where David was? Then a division occurred in the crowd because of him. And some of them desired to seize him, but no one laid hands on him. Then the officers came to the chief priests and Pharisees. And they said to them, Why did you not bring him? The officers answered, Never did a man so speak as does this man. Then the Pharisees answered them, Have you not also been deceived? Not any from the rulers or from the Pharisees believed into him, have they? But not knowing the Torah, this crowd is cursed. Nicodemus said to them, The one coming by night to him, being one of themselves, does our law judge the man unless it hear from him first, and know what he has done? And they answered and said to him, Why are you also from Galilee? You search and see, the prophet will not rise out of Galilee. And they each one went to his house. Chapter 8. But Yahshua went to the Mount of Olives. And at dawn, he again arrived into the sanctuary, and all the people came to him. And sitting down, he taught them. And the scribes and the Pharisees brought to him a woman having been taken in adultery. And standing her in the middle, they said to him, Teacher, this woman was taken in the very act, committing adultery. And in the Torah, Moses commanded that such should be stoned. You, then, what do you say? But they said this, tempting him, that they may have reason to accuse him. But bending down, Yahshua wrote with the finger in the earth, not appearing to hear. But as they continued questioning him, bending back up, he said to them, The one among you without that sin, let him cast the first stone at her. And bending down again, he wrote in the earth. But hearing, and being convicted by the conscience, they went out one by one, beginning from the older ones, until the last. And Yahshua was left alone, and the woman standing in the middle. And Yahshua bending back up, and having seen no one but the woman, he said to her, Woman, where are those, the accusers of you? Did not one give judgment against you? And she said, No one, Master. And Yahshua said to her, Neither do I judge you. Go, and sin no more. Then Yahshua again spoke to them, saying, I am the light of the world. The one following me will in no way walk in the darkness, but will have the light of life. Then the Pharisees said to him, You witnessed concerning yourself, your witness is not true. Yahshua answered and said to them, Even if I witness concerning myself, my witness is true, for I know from where I came, and where I go. But you do not know from where I came, and where I go. You judge according to the flesh. I judge no one. But even if I judge, my judgment is true, because I am not alone, but I and the Father who sent me. And in the Torah it has been written that the witness of two men is true. I am the one witnessing concerning myself, and he who sent me, the Father, witnesses concerning me. Then they said to him, Where is your Father? Yahshua answered, You neither know me, nor my Father. If you had known me, then you also would have known my Father. Yahshua spoke these words in the treasury, teaching in the sanctuary, and no one seized him, for his hour had not yet come. Then Yahshua said to them again, I go, and you will seek me. And you will die in your sin. Where I go, you are not able to come. Then the Jews said, Will he kill himself, because he says, Where I go, you are not able to come? And he said to them, You are from below, I am from above. You are from this world, I am not from this world. Therefore, I said to you that you will die in your sins. For if you do not believe that I am, you will die in your sins. Then they said to him, Who are you? And Yahshua said to them, Even if I should begin to speak with you, I have many things to say and to judge concerning you, but the one sending me is true, and what I heard from him, these things I say to the world. They did not know that he spoke to them of the Father. Then Yahshua said to them, When you lift up the Son of Man, then you will know that I am, and from myself I do nothing, but as my Father taught me, these things I speak. And he who sent me is with me and does not leave me alone, because my Father is pleased at all times with the things that I do. As he spoke these things, many believed into him. Then Yahshua said to the Jews who had believed in him, If you continue in my word, you are truly my disciples. And you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. They answered him, We are Abraham's seed, and we have never been servants owing debt to anyone, never. How do you say, you will become free? Yahshua answered them, Truly, truly, I say to you, everyone practicing sin is a servant of sin. But the servant does not remain in the house forever, the Son remains forever. Therefore, if the Son sets you free, you are free indeed. I know that you are Abraham's seed, but you seek to kill me, because my word is not given room in you. I speak what I have seen with my Father. And you therefore do what you have seen with your father. They answered and said to him, Abraham is our father. Yahshua said to them, If you were children of Abraham, you would do the works of Abraham. But now you seek to kill me, a man who has spoken the truth to you, which I heard alongside of Elohim, Abraham did not do this. You do the works of your father. They said to him, We were not born of fornication, we have one father, Elohim. Then Yahshua said to them, If Yahweh were your father, you would love me, for I went forth and have come from Yahweh. For I have not come from myself, but that one sent me. Why do you not know my speech? It is because you are not able to hear my word. You are of the devil as father, and the lusts of your father you desire to do. That one was a murderer from the beginning, and he has not stood in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks from his own, because he is a liar, and the father of it. And because I speak the truth, you do not believe me. Who of you rebukes me concerning sin? But if I speak truth, why do you not believe me? The one who is of Elohim hears the words of Elohim, for this reason you do not hear, because you are not of Elohim. Then the Jews answered and said to him, Do we not say well that you are a Samaritan and have a demon? There is no demon in me, but I do honor my Father and you curse me. But I do not seek my glory, there is one who seeks and judges. Truly, truly, I say to you, if anyone watches over my word, he will not see death forever, never. Then the Jews said to him, Now we know that you have a demon. Abraham died, and the prophets, and you say, If anyone keeps my word, he will not taste of death forever. Are you greater than our father Abraham who died? And the prophets who died? Who do you make yourself? Yahshua answered, If I glorify myself, my glory is nothing, it is my Father who glorifies me, whom you say is your Elohim. And you have not known him, but I know him, and if I say that I do not know him, I shall be like you, a liar. But I know him, and I keep his word. Your father Abraham leaped for joy that he should see my day, and he saw, and rejoiced. Then the Jews said to him, You do not yet have 50 years, and have you seen Abraham? Yahshua said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you, before Abraham existed, I am. Because of this, they took up stones that they might throw them on him. But Yahshua was hidden, and went forth out of the sanctuary, going through the midst of them, and so passed by. Chapter 9. And passing by, he saw a man blind from his mother's womb. And his disciples asked him, saying, Our master, who sinned, this one, or his parents, that he was born blind? Yahshua answered, Neither this one nor his parents sinned, but that the works of Elohim might be revealed in him. It is necessary for me to work the works of him who sent me while it is day. Night comes when no one is able to work. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. And when he said these things, he spat upon the ground and mixed clay with his saliva, and he rubbed it upon the eyes of that blind man. And he said to him, Go, purify yourself in the baptismal of Siloam, which translated is sent. Then he went and washed, and came seeing. Now his neighbors and those who had seen from the beginning that he would beg were saying, Is it not he, this man who would sit and beg? Some said, This is he, and others said, No, but he closely resembles him. That one said, I am the one. Then they said to him, How were your eyes opened? He answered and said, A man being called Yahshua made clay and anointed my eyes, and told me, Go to the water of Siloam and wash. And going and washing I saw anew. Then they said to him, Where is that one? He said, I do not know. They brought him to the Pharisees, the one once blind. And it was the Sabbath when Yahshua made the clay and opened his eyes. Then also the Pharisees again asked him how he saw anew. And he said to them, He put clay on my eyes, and I washed, and I see. Then some of the Pharisees said, This man is not from Elohim, because he does not keep the Sabbath. Others said, How can a man, a sinner, do such miracles? And there was a division among them. They said to the blind one again, What do you say about him, because he opened your eyes? And he said, He is a prophet. Then the Jews did not believe concerning him, that he was blind and saw anew, until they called the parents of him seeing anew. And they asked them, saying, Is this your son, whom you say that he was born blind? Then how does he now see? His parents answered them and said, We know that this is our son, and that he was born blind. But how he now sees, we do not know, or who opened his eyes, we do not know. He is of age, ask him. He will speak about himself. His parents said these things because they feared the Jews, for the Jews had already agreed that if anyone should confess him as Messiah, he would be expelled from the synagogue. Because of this, his parents said, He is of age, ask him. Then a second time they called the man who was blind, and they said to him, Give glory to Elohim. We know that this man is a sinner. Then he answered and said, Whether he is a sinner, I do not know. One thing I do know, that being blind, now I see. And they said to him again, What did he do to you? How did he open your eyes? He answered them, I told you already, and you did not hear. Why do you wish to hear again? Do you also desire to become disciples of him? Then they reviled him and said, You are a disciple of that one, but we are disciples of Moses. We know that Yahweh has spoken by Moses, but this one, we do not know from where he is. The man answered and said to them, For there is a marvel in this, that you do not know from where he is, and he opened my eyes. But we know that Yahweh does not hear sinful ones, but if anyone is Elohim fearing, and does his will, he hears that one. From eternity it was never heard that anyone opened the eyes of one having been born blind. If this one was not from Elohim, he could not do anything. They answered and said to him, You were born wholly in sins, and do you teach us? And they threw him outside. Yahshua heard that they threw him outside, and finding him, he said to him, Do you believe into the Son of Elohim? And he answered and said, Who is he, Master, that I may believe into him? And Yahshua said to him, Even you have seen him, and he speaking with you is that one. And he said, I believe, my master. And he bowed and worshipped him. And Yahshua said, I came into this world for judgment that the ones not seeing may see, and the ones seeing may become blind. And those of the Pharisees who were with him heard these things, and said to him, Are we also blind? Yahshua said to them, If you were only blind you would have no sin, but now you say that, we see. Because of this your sin is unmovable. Chapter 10. Truly, truly, I say to you that he who does not enter into the sheepfold of the flock by the gate but climbs up by another place, he is a thief and a robber. But the one entering through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The doorkeeper opens to him, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name, and leads them out. And when he puts forth his own sheep, he goes in front of them, and the sheep follow him because they know his voice. But they will not follow a foreigner, never. But they will flee from him, because they do not know the voice of the strangers. Yahshua spoke this parable to them, but they did not know what it was which he spoke to them. Then Yahshua again said to them, Truly, truly, I say to you that I am the gate of the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the gate. If anyone enters through me, he will have life, and will go in, and will go out, and will find pasture. The thief does not come except that he may steal, and kill, and destroy. I came that they may have life and may have it abundantly. I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life on behalf of the sheep. But the hireling, not even being a shepherd, who does not own the sheep, sees the wolf coming and forsakes the sheep and flees. And the wolf seizes them, and scatters the sheep. But the hireling flees because he is a hireling, and there is not a care to him concerning the sheep. I am the good shepherd, and I know those that are mine, and I am known by the ones that are mine. Even as the Father knows me, I also know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. And I also have other sheep, those who were not from this sheepfold. And also them, it is necessary for me to bring them and they will hear my voice and all the flocks will become one. And there will be one shepherd. For this reason my Father loves me, because I lay down my life, that I may take it up again. No man takes it from me, but I lay it down by my own will. For I have authority to lay it down and I have authority to take it up again, for this commandment I have received from my Father. Then a division occurred again among the Jews, because of these words. And many of them said, He has a demon and is insane. Why do you hear him? Others said, These are not words of one having been possessed by a demon. A demon is not able to open the eyes of blind ones. And the feast of dedication took place in Jerusalem, and it was winter. And Yahshua was walking in the sanctuary, in Solomon's porch. Then the Jews encircled him, and said to him, Until when do you lift up our soul? If you are the Messiah, tell us openly. Yahshua answered them, I told you, and you did not believe. The works which I do in the name of my Father, these bear witness about me. But you do not believe for you are not of my sheep, as I said to you. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give eternal life to them, and they shall not perish forever. And not anyone shall snatch them out of my hand. My Father who has given them to me is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch out of my Father's hand. I and the Father are one. Then again the Jews took up stones, that they might stone him. Yahshua answered them, Many pleasing works from the presence of my Father I have shown you. For which of them do you stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, We do not stone you concerning a good work, but concerning blasphemy, and because you, being a son of man, make yourself Elohim. Yahshua answered them, Has it not been written in your law, I have told you, you are Elohim? If those people he called Elohim because the word of Elohim was with them and scripture is not able to be broken. To him whom the Father sanctified and sent into the world you say, You blaspheme, concerning that I had told you that I am the Son of Elohim. If I do not do the works of my Father, do not believe me. But if I do, even if you do not believe me, believe the works. That you may perceive and may believe that the Father is in me, and I in him. Then again they sought to seize him. And he went forth from their hand. and he went away across the Jordan to the place where John was at first baptizing and remained there. And many came to him and said, John indeed did no miraculous sign, but all things that John said concerning this one were true. And many believed into him there. Chapter 11. And there was a certain sick one, Lazarus from Bethany, of the village of Miriam and her sister Martha. And it was Miriam who anointed our master with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Then the sisters sent to him, saying, Master, behold, the one whom you love is sick. And hearing, Yahshua said, This is not sickness to death, but for the glory of Elohim, that the Son of Elohim be glorified by it. And Yahshua loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. Therefore, when he heard that he is sick, then, indeed, he remained in the place where he was 2 days. Then after this he said to the disciples, Let us go to Judea again. The disciples said to him, Rabbi, just now the Jews were seeking to stone you, and do you go there again? Yahshua answered, Are there not 12 hours in the day? If a man should walk in the day, he does not stumble because he sees the light of the world. But if a man walks in the night, he stumbles because there is no flame in him. He said these things. And after this, he said to them, Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I am going that I may resurrect him. Then his disciples said, Our master, if he has fallen asleep, he will get well. But Yahshua had spoken about his death, but they thought that he spoke of the sleep of tiredness. Therefore, then Yahshua said to them plainly, Lazarus has died. And I rejoice that I was not there because of you that you may believe, but let us walk to there. Then Thomas, he having been called twin, said to the fellow disciples, Let us go, even we, that we may die with him. Then coming, Yahshua found him already being held in the tomb 4 days. And Bethany was near Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. And many of the Jews had come to those around Martha and Miriam, that they might console them concerning their brother. Then, when Martha heard that Yahshua is coming, she met him, but Miriam was sitting in the house. Then Martha said to Yahshua, My master, if you were here, my brother would not have died. But even now I know that whatever you may ask Elohim, he will give to you. Yahshua said to her, Your brother will arise. Martha said to him, I know that he will rise again in the resurrection in the last day. Yahshua said to her, I am the resurrection and the life. He who believes in me will never die. Do you believe this? She said to him, Yes, Master, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of Elohim who comes into the world. And saying these things, she went away and called her sister Miriam secretly, saying, The teacher is here and calls you. That one, when she heard, rose up quickly and came to him. And Yahshua had not yet come into the village, but was in the place where Martha met him. Then the Jews who were with her in the house, and consoling her, seeing that Miriam quickly rose up and went out, they followed her, saying, She is going to the tomb so that she may weep there. Then Miriam, when she came where Yahshua was, seeing him, she fell at his feet, saying to him, Master, if you were here, my brother would not have died. And Yahshua, when he saw her weeping and the Jews, those who had come with her who were weeping, he groaned in his spirit and was moved in his soul. And he said, Where have you put him? They said to him, Master, come and see. Yahshua wept. Then the Jews said, See how he loved him. But some of them said, Was this one, the one opening the eyes of the blind, not able to have caused that this one should not die? Then groaning again within himself, Yahshua came to the tomb. And it was a cave, and a stone was placed upon its entrance. And Yahshua said, Take this stone away. Martha, the sister of the dead man, said to him, My master, it is the 4th day. He stinks already. Yahshua said to her, Did I not say to you that if you would believe you will see the glory of Yahweh? Then they took away the stone where the dead one was laid. And Yahshua lifted his eyes upward and said, Father, I thank you that you heard me. And I know that you always hear me, but because of the crowd that stands here, I said it, that they might believe that you sent me. And saying these things, he cried out with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And that dead man came out while his hands and his feet were bound in bandages, and his face bound in a head cloth. Yahshua said to them, Untie him and allow him to go. Then many of the Jews, those coming to Miriam, and having seen what Yahshua did, believed into him. But some of them went away to the Pharisees and told them what Yahshua had done. Then the chief priests and the Pharisees assembled a Sanhedrin, and said, "What are we doing? For this man does many miracles. If we let him alone this way, all will believe into him, and the Romans will come and will take away from us both our land and our nation." But a certain one of them, Caiaphas being high priest of that year, said to them, "You know nothing, and you do not realize that it is better that one man should die for us for the sake of the nation, than all the nation should perish." But he did not say this from himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Yahshua was about to die on behalf of the nation, and not only for the sake of the nation but that also the sons of Elohim who are scattered that he might gather into one nation. Then from that day, they decided to kill him. Then Yahshua no longer walked publicly among the Jews, but went away from there into the country near a deserted place, to a city being called Ephraim, and stayed there with his disciples. And the Passover of the Jews was near. And many went up to Jerusalem out of the country before the Passover that they might purify themselves. Then they sought Yahshua, and said with one another, standing in the sanctuary, "What does it seem to you? That he does not at all come to the feast?" And all the chief priests and the Pharisees had given commands that if anyone knew where he is, he should inform, so that they might seize him. Chapter 12. Then 6 days before the Passover, Yahshua came to Bethany, where Lazarus was, who had died, whom he raised from the dead. Then they made him a supper there, and Martha served. But Lazarus was one of those reclining with him. Then taking a pound of ointment of pure, costly spikenard, Miriam anointed the feet of Yahshua and wiped off his feet with her hairs. And the house was filled with the odor of the ointment. Then Simon's son, one of his disciples, Judas Iscariot, who was about to betray him, said, "Why was this ointment not sold for 300 denarii and given to the poor?" But he said this, not that he was caring for the poor, but that he was a thief and held the money bag and carried away the things being put in. Then Yahshua said, "Allow her, for she has kept it for the day of my burial. For you always have the poor with you, but you do not always have me." Then a great crowd of the Jews learned that he was there. And they did not come because of Yahshua alone, but that they also might see Lazarus whom he raised from the dead. But the chief priests were also thinking that they might kill Lazarus also, because through him many of the Jews were leaving and believing into Yahshua. On the next day, coming to the feast, hearing that Yahshua is coming to Jerusalem, a great crowd took palm branches and went out to a meeting with him, and they were crying out, "Hosanna! Being, blessed is the one coming in the name of Yahweh, the King of Israel." And finding a donkey, Yahshua sat on it, even as it had been written, "Do not fear, daughter of Zion, behold your king comes to you and is mounted upon a colt, the foal of a female donkey." But his disciples did not know these things at the first, but when Yahshua was glorified, then they recalled that these things had been written on him, and that they did these things to him. Then the crowd which was with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead, witnessed. Because of this also the crowd met him, because it heard of this miracle he had done. Then the Pharisees said to themselves, "Observe that you gain nothing. Behold, the world has gone after him." And there were some Gentiles among those coming up, that they might worship at the feast. Then these came to Philip, the one from Bethsaida of Galilee, and asked him, saying, "Sir, we desire to see Yahshua." Philip came and told Andrew, and again Andrew and Philip told Yahshua. But Yahshua answered them, saying, "The hour has come that the Son of Man should be glorified. Truly, truly, I say to you that a grain of wheat, except it should fall and die on the ground, remains by itself. But if it dies, it produces much fruit. Whoever loves his soul will destroy it, and whoever hates his soul in this world will keep it to life eternal. If anyone serves me, let him follow me, and where I am, there my servant will also be. And if anyone serves me, the Father will honor him. And my soul is troubled, and what may I say? Father, save me out of this hour? Rather, because of this I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name." Then a voice came out of the heaven, "I both glorified it, and I will glorify it again." Then standing and hearing, the crowd said that thunder occurred. Others said, "A cherub has spoken to him." Yahshua answered and said, "This voice has not occurred because of me, but because of you. Now is the judgment of this world, now the ruler of this world shall be cast outside. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, I will draw all to myself." But he said this, signifying by what kind of death he was about to die. The crowd answered him, "We heard out of the Torah that the Messiah remains forever. And how do you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?" Then Yahshua said to them, "Yet a little while the light is with you. Walk while you have the light, that darkness not overtake you. And the one walking in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have the light, believe into the light, that you may become sons of light." Yahshua spoke these things and departed and hid from them. Though he had done so many miraculous signs before them, they did not believe into him, so that the word of Isaiah the prophet might be fulfilled, which he said, "Master, who has believed our report? And the arm of Yahweh, to whom was it revealed?" Because of this they could not believe, because Isaiah said again, "They have blinded their eyes and have darkened their heart that they might not see with their eyes and understand with their heart and repent and I heal them." Isaiah said these things when he saw his glory, and spoke about him. Still, however, even out of the leaders, many did believe into him. But because of the Pharisees, they were not confessing, so that they not be put out of the synagogue. For they loved the praise of men more than the glory of Elohim. But Yahshua cried out and said, "The one believing into me does not believe into me, but into the one sending me. And the one seeing me sees the one who sent me. I have come as a light to the world, that everyone who believes into me may not remain in the darkness. And if anyone hears my words and does not believe, I do not judge him, for I did not come that I might judge the world, but that I might save the world. The one who rejects me and does not receive my words has that judging him, the word which I spoke, that will judge him in the last day. For I did not speak for myself, but he who sent me, the Father, he has given me command, what I should say, and what I should speak. And I know that his commandments are eternal life. Then what things I speak, as the Father has said to me, so I speak." Chapter 13. And before the feast of the Passover, Yahshua, knowing that his hour had come that he should move from this world to the Father, loving his own in the world, he loved them to the end. And supper having occurred, the devil having put already into the heart of Simon's son Judas Iscariot that he should betray him, Yahshua, knowing that the Father has given all things into his hands, and that he came out from Elohim, and goes away to Elohim, he rose up from the supper and laid aside his garments. And taking a towel, he girded himself. Then he put water into the basin and began to wash the feet of the disciples, and to wipe off with the towel with which he was girded. He then came to Simon Peter. And that one said to him, "Master, do you wash my feet?" Yahshua answered and said to him, "The thing that I do you do not understand now, but afterwards you will know." Peter said to him, "You may never wash my feet for me." Yahshua answered him, "If I do not wash you, you have no part with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Master, not my feet only, but also the hands and the head." Yahshua said to him, "The one having been immersed has no need other than to wash the feet, for all of him is clean. And you are clean, but not all." For he knew the one betraying him. For this reason he said, "You are not all clean." Then when he had washed their feet and had taken his garments, reclining again, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done to you? You call me the teacher, and the master. And you say well, for I am. If then I washed your feet, the master and the teacher, you also ought to wash the feet of one another. For I gave you an example, that as I did to you, you also should do. Truly, truly, I say to you, a slave is not greater than his master, nor a messenger greater than the one sending him. If you know these things, blessed are you if you do them. I do not speak concerning all of you, I know whom I chose out, but that the scripture might be fulfilled, the one eating the bread with me lifted up his heel against me. From now on I will say to you a thing before it happens, so that when it happens you will believe that I am. Truly, truly, I say to you, the one who receives whomever I may send receives me, and the one who receives me receives the one who sent me." Saying these things, Yahshua was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Indeed I tell you truly that one of you will betray me." Then the disciples looked upon one another, doubting of whom he spoke. But there was one of his disciples reclining at the bosom of Yahshua, whom Yahshua loved. Then Simon Peter nods to him to ask whom it might be of whom he spoke. And leaning on the breast of Yahshua, he said to him, Master, who is it? Yahshua answered, It is he to whom I, having dipped and give the bread to. And dipping the bread, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, son of Simon. And after the bread, then Satan entered into that one. Then Yahshua said to him, What you do, do quickly. But no one of those reclining knew this, for what he spoke to him, for some thought, since Judas held the money bag, that Yahshua was saying to him, By what things we have need of for the feast, or that he should give something to the poor. Then, receiving the bread, he immediately went out. And it was night. Then when he had gone out, Yahshua said, Now the Son of Man was glorified, and Yahweh was glorified in him. If Yahweh was glorified in him, Yahweh also will glorify him in himself, and immediately will glorify him. My sons, yet a little while I am with you. You will seek me, and, as I said to the Jews, where I go, you are not able to come, I also say to you now. I give a new commandment to you, that you should love one another, according as I loved you, you should also love one another. By this all shall know that you are my disciples, if you have love among one another. Simon Peter said to him, Our Master, where do you go? Yahshua answered him, Where I go you are not able to follow me now, but afterwards you shall follow me. Peter said to him, Master, why am I not able to follow you now? I will lay down my life for you. Yahshua answered him, Will you lay down your life for me? Indeed, I tell you truly, in no way shall a cock crow until you deny me three times. Chapter 14. Do not let your heart be troubled, believe in Yahweh, and believe in me. There are many rooms in my Father's house, and if not I would have told you so. For I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I am coming again and will receive you to myself, that where I am you may be also. And where I go you know, and the way you know. Thomas said to him, Our Master, we do not know where you go, and how can we know the way? Yahshua said to him, I am the way, and the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also, and from now on you do know him, and have seen him. And Philip said to him, Master, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Yahshua said to him, Am I so long a time with you, and you have not known me, Philip? The one seeing me has seen the Father. And how do you say, Show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father and the Father is in me? The words which I speak to you I do not speak from myself, but the Father who dwells in me, he does the works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me, but if not, believe me because of the works themselves. Indeed, I tell you truly, the one believing into me, the works which I do, that one shall do also, and greater than these he will do, because I go to my Father. And whatever you may ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask anything in my name, I will do it. If you love me, keep my commandments. And I will petition the Father, and he will give you another one which will end the curse, that he may remain with you forever, the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it does not see it, nor know it. But you know it, for it dwells with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you orphans, I am coming to you. Yet a little while and the world no longer sees me, but you see me. Because I live, you also shall live. In that day you shall know that I am in my Father, and you are in me, and I am in you. He that has my commandments and keeps them, it is that one who loves me, and the one that loves me shall be loved by my Father, and I shall love him and will reveal myself to him. Judas said to him, Not the Iscariot. Master, what has happened that you are about to reveal yourself to us and not at all to the world? Yahshua answered and said to him, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word, and my Father shall love him. And we will come to him and will make a dwelling place with him. The one who does not love me does not keep my words. And the word which you hear is not mine but of the Father who sent me. I have spoken these things to you, abiding with you, but the Redeemer, the Holy Spirit, whom my Father will send in my name will teach you everything. and it will remind you of everything that I said to you. I leave peace to you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, nor let it be timid. You heard that I said to you, I am going away, and I am coming again to you. If you loved me, you would have rejoiced that I said, I am going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have told you before it occurs, that when it shall occur you may believe. I shall no longer speak many things with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, even as the Father commanded me, so I do. Rise up, let us go from here. Chapter 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the vinedresser. Every branch in me not bearing fruit, he takes it away, and each one bearing fruit, he prunes, so that it may bear more fruit. You are already pruned because of the word which I have spoken to you. Remain in me, and I in you. As the branch is not able to bear fruit of itself, unless it remain in the vine, so neither can you unless you remain in me. I am the vine and you are the branches. Whoever abides in me and I in him, this man will produce plentiful fruit because without me you are not able to do anything. Unless one remains in me, he is cast out as the branch and is dried up, and they gather and throw them into a fire, and they are burned. If you remain in me, and my words remain in you, whatever you desire you will ask, and it shall happen to you. In this my Father is glorified, that you should bear much fruit, and you will be disciples to me. As the Father loved me, I also loved you, continue in my love. If you keep my commandments you will continue in my love, as I have kept my Father's commandments and continue in his love. I have spoken these things to you that my joy may abide in you, and your joy may be full. This is my commandment, that you love one another as I loved you. Greater love than this has no one, that anyone should lay down his life for his friends. You are my friends if you do whatever I command you. I no longer call you slaves, for the slave does not know what his master does. But I called you friends, because all things which I heard from my Father I made known to you. You have not chosen me, but I chose you out and planted you, that you should go and should bear fruit, and your fruit remain, that whatever you should ask the Father in my name, he may give you. These things I command you, that you love one another. If the world hates you, know that it has hated me before you. If you were of the world would love its own. But because you are not of the world, but I chose you out of the world, because of this the world hates you. Remember the word which I said to you, a servant is not greater than his master. If they persecuted me, they also will persecute you. If they kept my word, they also will keep yours. But all these things they will do to you on account of my name, because they do not know the one who sent me. If I had not come and had not spoken to them, they would have had no sin. But now they do not have a sacrifice upon their sin. The one hating me also hates my Father. If I did not do the works among them which no other did, they had no sin. But now they both have seen and also have hated me and my Father. But that may be fulfilled, the word that has been written in their Torah, they hated me without a reason. And when the Comforter comes, whom I will send to you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, it will witness concerning me. You will also testify, for you were with me from the start. Chapter 16. I have spoken these things to you so that you may not stumble. For they will drive you out of their assemblies. But an hour is coming that everyone killing you will think they offer an offering before Elohim. And they will do these things to you because they do not know the Father nor me. But I have spoken these things to you so that when the hour comes you may recall them, that I told you these things. But I did not say these things to you from the beginning because I was with you. But now I am going to him who sent me. And not one of you asks me, where are you going? But because I have said these things to you, grief has filled your heart. But I tell you the truth, it is better for you that I should go, for if I do not go away, the Redeemer will not come to you. But if I go, I will send it to you. And having come, that one will convict the world concerning sin, and concerning righteousness, and concerning judgment. Concerning sin, because they do not believe into me, and concerning righteousness, because I am going to the Father, and you no longer see me, and concerning judgment, because the ruler of this world has been judged. I have yet many things to tell you, but you are not able to bear now. But when that one comes, the Spirit of truth, it will guide you into all truth, for it will not speak from itself, but whatever it hears, it will speak, and it will announce the coming things to you. That one will glorify me, for he will receive from mine and will announce to you. All things which the Father has are mine. For this reason, I said that he receives from mine, and will announce it to you. A little while and you do not see me. And again, a little while, and you will see me, because I go away to the Father. Then his disciples said to one another, What is this which he says to us, A little while, and you do not see me, and again, a little and you will see me? And, because I go away to the Father? Then they said, What is this that he says, A little while? We do not know what he says. Then Yahshua knew that they desired to ask him. And he said to them, Do you seek answers with one another concerning this, because I said, A little while, and you do not see me, and again a little and you will see me? Truly, truly, I say to you that you will weep and will lament, but the world will rejoice. And you will be grieved, but your grief will become joy. The woman has grief when she bears, because her hour came, but when she brings forth the child, she no longer remembers the distress, because of the joy that a man was born into the world. And you, then, truly have grief now, but I will see you again, and your heart will rejoice, and no one takes your joy from you. And in that day you will ask me nothing. Truly, truly, I say to you, whatever you shall ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you asked nothing in my name, ask, and you will receive, so that your joy may be full. I have spoken these things to you in parables. An hour comes when I will no longer speak to you in parables, but I will reveal the Father to you with your eyes uncovered. In that day you will ask in my name, and I do not tell you that I will petition the Father about you, for the Father himself loves you, because you have loved me, and have believed that I have proceeded from the presence of the Father. I proceeded from the presence of the Father and have come into the world. And again, I leave the world and I go to the Father. His disciples said to him, Behold, now you speak openly and you say no parable. Now we know that you know all things and have no need that anyone question you. By this we believe that you came forth from Elohim. Yahshua said to them, Believe. Behold, an hour is coming, and now has come, that you are scattered, each one to his own things, and you will leave me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. I have spoken these things to you that in me you may have peace. In the world there will be affliction to you, but take courage, I have conquered the world. Chapter 17. Yahshua spoke these things and lifted up his eyes to heaven, and said, Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that your Son may also glorify you, as you gave to him authority over all flesh, so that to all which you gave to him, he may give to them everlasting life. And this is everlasting life, that they may know you, the Elohim of truth, and Yahshua Messiah, whom you have sent. I have glorified you on the earth. I finished the work that you gave me to do. And now, Father, glorify me with yourself, with the glory which I had with you before the existence of the world. I revealed your name to the men whom you gave to me out of the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they have known that everything that you have given to me I have given to them, and they received them. And they know that I have truly proceeded from your presence, and they believe that you have sent me. I pray concerning them, I do not pray concerning the world, but concerning the ones whom you gave to me, because they are yours. And all my things are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And no longer am I in the world, yet these are in the world, and I come to you. Holy Father, keep them in your name, those whom you gave to me, that they may be echad as we are echad. While I was with them in the world, I kept them in your name, I guarded those whom you gave to me, and not one of them was lost, except the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to you, and I speak these things in the world, that they may have my joy being fulfilled in them. I have given them your word, and the world hated them because they are not of the world, as I am not of the world. I do not pray that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them in your truth, your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, I also have sent them into the world, and I fear for their sakes. I sanctify myself so that they may also be sanctified by truth. And I do not pray concerning these only, but also concerning those who will believe in me through their word, that all may be echad, as you are in me, Father, and I in you, that they also may be echad in us, that the world may believe that you sent me. And I have given them the glory which you have given me, that they may be echad, as we are echad. I in them, and you in me, that they may be perfected in one, and that the world may know that you sent me and loved them, even as you loved me. Father, those whom you have given to me, I desire that where I am they might also be with me, that they might see my glory that you have given to me, because you have loved me from before the foundations of the world. Righteous Father, indeed the world did not know you, but I knew you, and these have known that you sent me. And I made known your name to them, and will make it known, that the love with which you loved me may be in them, and I in them. Chapter 18. Having said these things, Yahshua went out with his disciples across the brook Kidron, where there was a garden into which he and his disciples entered. And Judas, the one betraying him, also knew the place, because Yahshua many times assembled there with his disciples. Therefore Judas took a unit of soldiers and some men from the chief priests and Pharisees. He took guards and came there with torches and lamps and weapons. Then knowing all the things coming upon him, going forth, Yahshua said to them, "Whom do you seek?" They answered him, "Yahshua the Nazarene." Yahshua said to them, "I am." And Judas, the one betraying him, also stood with them. Then when he said to them, "I am," they went backwards and fell to the ground. Then again he asked, "Whom do you seek?" And they said, "Yahshua the Nazarene." Yahshua answered, "I told you that I am. Then if you seek me, allow these to depart, that the word might be fulfilled which he said, 'Of those whom you gave to me, I lost not one of them.'" Then having a sword, Simon Peter drew it and struck the slave of the high priest and cut off his right ear. And the slave's name was Malek. Then Yahshua said to Peter, "Put your sword into the sheath, the cup which the Father has given me, shall I not at all drink it?" Then the cohort, even the captain and the guards of the Jews together, seized Yahshua and bound him. And they led him away first to Annas, for he was the father-in-law of Caiaphas, who was high priest of that year. And Caiaphas was the one who had given counsel to the Jews that it was advantageous for one man to perish for the people. And Simon Peter and another disciple followed Yahshua, and that disciple was known to the high priest and entered together with Yahshua into the court of the high priest, but Peter stood at the door outside. The other disciple who was known to the high priest went out and spoke to the doorkeeper, and brought Peter in. Then the slave woman, the doorkeeper, said to Peter, "Are you not also of the disciples of this man?" He said to her, "No." Now the slaves and the under-officers were standing and warming themselves, having made a fire of coals, for it was cold, and Peter was with them, standing and warming himself. Then the high priest questioned Yahshua about his disciples and about his teachings. Yahshua answered him, "I publicly spoke to the world. I always taught in the synagogue and in the sanctuary where the Jews always come together, and I spoke nothing in secret. Why do you question me? Question those hearing what I spoke to them. Behold, these know what I said." But on his having said these things, one of the guards standing by struck Yahshua upon his cheek, saying, "Do you answer the high priest this way?" Yahshua answered him, "If I spoke evilly, bear witness concerning the evil. But if well, why do you strike me?" Then having bound him, Annas sent him forth to Caiaphas the high priest. And Simon Peter was standing and warming himself. Then they said to him, "Are you not also of his disciples?" He denied and said, "I am not." One of the slaves of the high priest, being a relative of the one whose ear Peter cut off, said, "Did I not see you in the garden with him?" Then again Peter denied, and immediately a cock crowed. Then they led Yahshua from Caiaphas into the praetorium, and it was morning. And they did not enter into the praetorium that they might not be defiled, but that they might eat the Passover. Then Pilate went out to them and said, "What accusation do you bring against this man?" They answered and said to him, "If this one were not an evildoer, then we would not have delivered him to you." Then Pilate said to them, "You take him and judge him according to your own law." Then the Jews said to him, "It is not lawful for us to put anyone to death, that the word of Yahshua which he said might be fulfilled, signifying by what kind of death he was about to die. Then Pilate again went into the praetorium and called Yahshua, and said to him, Are you the king of the Jews? Yahshua answered him, Do you say this from your heart, or did others tell you about me? Pilate answered, Am I a Jew? Your nation, even the chief priests, delivered you up to me. What did you do? Yahshua answered, My kingdom is not of this world. If my kingdom were of this world, my servants would have fought that I might not be delivered up to the Jews. But now my kingdom is not from here. Then Pilate said to him, Are you really a king? Yahshua answered, You say that I am a king. For this purpose I have been born, and for this I have come into the world, that I might witness to the truth. Everyone being of the truth hears my voice. Pilate said to him, What is truth? And saying this, he again went out to the Jews and said to them, I do not find even one crime in him. But there is a common custom to you that I should release one prisoner to you at the Passover. Then you decide, Should I release the king of the Jews to you? Then all cried out again, saying, Not this one, but Barabbas. But Barabbas was a robber. Chapter 19. Then Pilate took Yahshua and scourged him. And the soldiers wove a crown of thorns, and they placed it on his head, and they covered him with garments of purple. And they were saying, Peace to you, King of the Jews. And they were striking him on his cheeks. Then Pilate went outside again and said to them, Behold, I bring him out to you, that you may know that I do not find even one crime in him. Then Yahshua came outside, wearing the crown of thorns and the purple clothing. And he said to them, Behold, the man. Then when the chief priests and the guards saw him, they cried out, saying, Crucify! Crucify! Pilate said to them, You take him and crucify him, for I do not find one crime in him. Then the Jews answered him, We have a law, and according to our law he ought to die because he made himself son of Elohim. Then when Pilate heard this word, he was more afraid. And he entered into the praetorium again and said to Yahshua, From where are you? But Yahshua did not give him an answer. So Pilate said to him, Do you not speak to me? Do you not know that I have authority to crucify you, and I have authority to release you? Yahshua answered, You would have no authority over me whatsoever, if it had not been given to you from above. Because of this, he who delivered me to you, his sin is greater than yours. And because of this, Pilate was wanting to release him, but the Jews were crying out, If you release this man, you are not a friend of Caesar. For everyone who makes himself a king is an adversary of Caesar. Now when Pilate heard this word, he brought Yahshua outside and sat upon the judgment seat in a place that is called the pavement of stones, but in Hebrew, is called Gabbatha. And it was the preparation of the Passover, and about the sixth hour. And he said to the Jews, Behold, your king. But they were crying out, Take him away. Take him away. Crucify him. Crucify him. Pilate said to them, Should I crucify your king? The chief priests said to him, We have no king but Caesar. Therefore, then, he delivered him up to them, that he might be crucified. And they took Yahshua and led him away, carrying his crossbeam to a place that was called the Skull, but in Hebrew is called Golgotha, where they crucified him, and two others with him, on this side and on that side, and Yahshua in the middle. And Pilate also wrote a title and put it on the crossbeam. And having been written, it was, Yahshua, HaNazarene, Melech, and King of, Yehudim, the Jews. Therefore many of the Jews read this title, because the place where Yahshua was crucified was near the city. And it had been written in Hebrew, in Greek, and in Latin. Then the chief priests of the Jews said to Pilate, Do not write, the King of the Jews, but that one said, I am King of the Jews. Pilate answered, What I have written, I have written. And when the soldiers crucified Yahshua, they took his garments and made four pieces for each of the soldiers, but his robe was without stitch, woven completely from the top. And they said one to another, Let us not tear it, but let us cast lots for it to determine whose it will be. And the scripture was fulfilled that said, They divided my garments among themselves, and for my clothing they cast a lot. The soldiers did these things. And his mother, and his mother's sister Miriam, the wife of Clopas, and Miriam Magdalene stood by the torture stake of Yahshua. Then seeing his mother, and the disciple whom he loved standing by, Yahshua said to his mother, "Woman, behold your son." Then he said to the disciple, "Behold, your mother." And from that hour, the disciple took her into his own home. After this, knowing that all things have now been finished that the scripture be completed, Yahshua said, "I thirst." Then a vessel full of vinegar was set, and having filled a sponge with vinegar, and putting hyssop around, they brought it to his mouth. Then when Yahshua took the vinegar, he said, "Behold, it is finished." And bowing his head, he delivered up the spirit. Then, since it was preparation, that the bodies not remain on the tree on the Sabbath, for that Sabbath was a holy day, the Jews asked Pilate that their legs might be broken and they be taken away. Then the soldiers came and broke the legs of the first, and of the other crucified with him. But on coming to Yahshua, when they saw he was dead already, they did not break his legs. But one of the soldiers pierced his side with a spear, and at once blood and water came out. And the one seeing has borne witness, and his witness is true, and that one knows that he speaks truly, that you may believe. For these things happened that the scripture might be fulfilled, "Not a bone of him shall be broken." And again, a different scripture says, "They shall look at him whom they have pierced." And after these things, Joseph from Arimathea, being a disciple of Yahshua, but concealed because of fear of the Jews, asked Pilate that he might take the body of Yahshua. And Pilate gave permission. Then he came and took the body of Yahshua. And Nicodemus also came, the one coming at first to Yahshua by night, bearing a mixture of myrrh and aloes, about 100 Roman pounds. Then they took the body of Yahshua and bound it in linens, with the spices, as is usual with the Jews in burying. And there was a garden in the place where he was crucified, and a new tomb in the garden, in which no one yet ever had been placed. There, then, because of the Jews' preparation day, because the tomb was near, they put Yahshua. Chapter 20. But on the first of the Sabbaths, Miriam Magdalene came early to the tomb, darkness yet being on it. And she saw the stone had been removed from the tomb. Then she ran and came to Simon Peter, and to the other disciple whom Yahshua loved, and said to them, "They took away the Master out of the tomb, and we do not know where they laid him." Then Peter and the other disciple went out and came to the tomb. And the two ran together, and the other disciple ran in front more quickly than Peter and came first to the tomb. And stooping down, he saw the linens lying, however, he did not go in. Then Simon Peter came following him, and went into the tomb and saw the linens lying. And the grave cloth which was on his head was not lying with the linens, but was wrapped up in one place by itself. Therefore, then the other disciple also entered, he having come first to the tomb, even he saw and believed. For they did not yet know the scripture, that it was necessary for him to rise from the dead. Then the disciples went away again to themselves. But Miriam stood outside at the tomb, weeping. Then as she wept, she stooped down into the tomb. And she saw two cherubs clothed in white who were sitting, one at his pillow and one at the foot of the bed, where the body of Yahshua had laid. And they said to her, "Woman, why do you weep?" She said to them, "Because they took away my master, and I do not know where they put him." And saying these things, she turned backward and saw Yahshua standing, and did not know that it was Yahshua. Yahshua said to her, "Woman, why do you weep? Whom do you seek?" Thinking that it was the gardener, she said to him, "Sir, if you carried him away, tell me where you put him, and I will take him away." Yahshua said to her, "Miriam." Turning around, she said to him, "Rabboni." That is to say, "My great one." Yahshua said to her, "Do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brothers and say to them, I am ascending to my Father and your Father, and my Elohim, and your Elohim." Miriam Magdalene came bringing word to the disciples that she had seen the Master, and that he told her these things. Then it being evening on that day, the first of the Sabbaths, and the doors having been locked ere the disciples were assembled because of fear of the Jews, Yahshua came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Shalom Aleichem." And saying this, he showed them his hands and sighed. Then seeing the Master, the disciples rejoiced. Then Yahshua said to them again, "Shalom Aleichem. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And saying this, he breathed on them and said to them, Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive a man's sins, they will be forgiven. And if you retain the sins of a man, they will be retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, the one called Twin, was not with them when Yeshua came. Then the other disciples said to him, We have seen the Master. But he said to them, Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands, and thrust my finger into the mark of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days, his disciples were inside again, and Thomas was with them. The door having been locked, Yeshua came and stood in the midst, and said, Peace to you. Then he said to Thomas, Bring your finger here and see my hands, and bring your hand and thrust into my side, and be not unbelieving, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Master and my Elohim. Yeshua said to him, Because you have seen me, Thomas, you have believed. Blessed are the ones not seeing me, and believing. Then truly Yeshua did many other miracles in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these have been written that you may believe that Yeshua is the Messiah, the Son of Yahweh, and that believing you may have eternal life in his name. Chapter 21. After these things, Yeshua revealed himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he revealed himself this way. Simon Peter, and Thomas, being called Twin, and Nathanael from Cana of Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples were together. Simon Peter said to them, I am going out to catch fish. They said to him, We also are coming with you. They went and entered into the boat at once. And in that night, they caught nothing. And it now becoming early morning, Yeshua stood on the shore. However, the disciples did not know that it was Yeshua. Then Yeshua said to them, Children, do you not have anything to eat? They answered him, No. And he said to them, Cast the net into the right side of the boat and you will find. Then they cast, and they no longer had the strength to drag the net from the multitude of the fish. Then the disciple whom Yeshua loved said to Peter, It is the Master. Then hearing that it is the Master, Simon Peter girded on his coat, for he was naked, and threw himself into the sea. And the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from the land, only about 200 cubits, dragging the net of the fish. Then when they went up on the land, they saw a coal fire lying, and a fish lying on it, and bread. Yeshua said to them, Bring from the fish which you caught now. Simon Peter went up and dragged the net onto the land, full of big fish, 153. And though being so many, the net was not torn. Yeshua said to them, Come, dine. And no one of the disciples dared to ask him, Who are you? Knowing that it is the Master. Then Yeshua came and took the bread, and gave to them, and in the same way the little fish. This now is 3 times that Yeshua was revealed to his disciples, he being raised from the dead. Then when they dined, Yeshua said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me more than these? He said to him, Yes, Master, you know that I love you. He said to him, Feed my lambs. Again he says to him, Secondly, Simon, son of Jonah, do you love me? He says to him, Yes, Master, you know that I love you. He said to him, Shepherd my sheep. Thirdly, he said to him, Simon son of Jonah, do you love me? Peter was grieved that he said to him a third time, Do you love me? And he said to him, Master, you perceive all things, you know that I love you. Yeshua said to him, Feed my ewes. Truly, truly, I say to you, when you were younger, you girded yourself, and you walked where you desired. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and another will gird you, and will carry you where you do not desire. But he said this signifying by what death he would glorify Elohim. And having said this, he told him, Follow me. But turning, Peter saw the disciple whom Yeshua loved following them, who also leaned on his breast at the supper, and said, Master, who is the one betraying you? Seeing him, Peter said to Yeshua, Master, and what of this one? Yeshua said to him, What is it to you if I desire that this man remain until I return? You come and follow me. Therefore, the word went out to the brothers that that disciple does not die. Yet Yeshua did not say to him that he does not die, But, if I desire him to remain until I come, what is that to you? This is the disciple witnessing concerning these things, and writing these things. And we know that his witness is true. And there are also many things, whatever Yahshua did, which if they were written one by one, I suppose the world itself could not contain the books having been written. Amen.